What? She stumbled, leaning against the wall of the entryway. Giant gulps of air weren't enough to fill her lungs, and she swore her eyes nearly popped out of her head and bounced down the hall like rubber balls. Goodbye logic, hello emotions. Though she desperately wished her morals would permit her to lurk in the shadows and eavesdrop, she couldn't spy on them when they were discussing her. When they had the rest of this conversation, and she fully intended to make sure they did, they would know she was listening intently to whatever convoluted bullshit they'd concocted while she pictured, in great detail, the aforementioned stroke session. But would they be as honest then? Visions of hard male flesh wrapped in long, hastily shuttling fingers dissipated. Her fists balled at her sides as she charged into the kitchen and warned them. Keep it down, you idiots! You're frightening Julie! Not to mention how inappropriate their accusations had turned. They probably didn't want the little girl outside, not to mention the whole rest of the neighborhood, knowing about what went on up in here in the midnight hours. In an instant, their growly shouts muted. Step one achieved, anyway. Shut them up? Check. Stunned, they turned to her in unison. Sherry? Ryan flashed her a wan smile. Was it relief that momentarily relaxed his tense jaw and uncreased his forehead? Or something else entirely? Guilt? Embarrassment? They had to realize she'd overheard that last juicy bit of their argument. She honestly had no idea what they were thinking, not even after months of rehashing each of their conversations, encounters, and non-events in her mind over and over. Hell, they would always be a mystery to her in a lot of ways. One that fascinated her. Like Bermuda Triangle disappearances or trying to figure out who shot JFK enthralled other people. How could two men be so amazing, loving, funny, and kind when it came to the little girl they both adored? Strong enough to have willingly endured captivity and abuse to save their families, and yet be so hurtful to each other and her. It didn't make any sense. Worse yet, she had no clue how to fix things, though she sensed the potential arcing between the two men. If she could be included in their bond, even sort of tangentially, all the better.